I've got a pervy ramble for my favorite pervs in the whole world. I'm going to start this one first with a little love note, if you will. I love each and every single one of you because, for one, you support me. Secondly, I get so much love and respect. I mean, I will always say perverts are some of the most, they're my favorite type of customers, if you will. Because if you don't know, and you may not know, because people are subscribed to the vault kind of all over the place. I pretty much have two personas. I have a non-age play one that does a lot of femdom and mommy dom content. And then I have, you know, the taboo side. And pervs are my favorite. Just the sweetest, coolest people. So thank you for always supporting and just being so sweet and kind. Now, as a gift, which you are going to get this regardless, so, but it is a gift. Pervy Rambles are letting you inside of my brain because, like, this isn't scripted or made up or anything. It's true and honest and, yeah, straight from my brain, because this is a unique type of quote unquote work that I do. I, every day as a job, I sit down at my computer and I am deep within some of the most fucked up fantasy stories, right? So it's no surprise that it affects me in some way, right? Like, I'll give you an example. And I know a lot of people love to hear shit like this. So I definitely don't identify as a MAP or a pedophile. I see kids and I see, like, cuteness and I see children. Like, and I know that's a trigger word for some, but I don't look at them and think, man, I want to fuck them. Like, it's just not natural for me because I'm not a MAP. But I do just freaking love, I love saying this filthy shit. I love being naughty and taboo. But anyway, so it does penetrate, if you will, into normal life. Like, when I'm in public, you know, I'll be walking around. The other day I was walking in a store. And I just see, you know, a mom walking with her daughter hand in hand. And I was just mindlessly just people watching, right? So I look at this little girl and she's probably 3, 4, somewhere around there. She was so petite, like so tiny. And I was just doing what I would normally do. Like, I really love to people watch. I really do just kind of observe the world around me. And so I'm looking at this adorable little girl. I was loving her little outfit. And then my mind went immediately to imagining what it would look like if a man tried to fuck her. And as I'm doing that, I get a little thrill. Because for one, like I just said, I just love thinking the wrong things, right? I love saying the wrong things. So that's a little thrill. And then it's also that, not a panic, but almost like a rush, I guess, thinking, oh my God, I shouldn't be thinking of this. But I couldn't stop thinking about it, like what that would look like, right? And I hear that so many times, and when people request audios, like, they'll say, I really want you to describe what that would look like. And I think I understand that now. That they might be like me, where you're like, you know, I've never seen child porn. I've never, you know, done anything like that, obviously. So what does that look like? Like, I'm thinking the same thing in that moment. I'm just like, what the fuck does that look like? And your brain just can't, like, get away from it and lose grip of it. So yeah, there, and then there's like other times, like earlier today, I took a nice walk in the park. I was just listening to music, walking, and there was this little boy at the corner, waiting on his bike, just sitting there. And I give him a nice smile, you know? But as I walk by, it just pops into my head. Maybe I shouldn't have smiled at him. I hope he doesn't think I'm some predator. It's just the weird shit that goes on in my head from doing this work. It has corrupted my, you know, inner workings inside my mind. So yeah, thought you might find that amusing. I was looking recently at some recent posts. If you haven't heard it already, highly suggest, I forgot what it was called, actually. Let me look. It is, Weekend of Depravity. And that one was so enjoying for me. What did I just say? That was so enjoyable. That's what I meant to say. That was an enjoyable audio because it had the intoxication element of cocaine. And it's a very consensual audio, but I still found it extremely hot because, and I can't remember if I've ever said this on a pervy ramble. Maybe I've just thought it. But like when I tried to imagine what it would be like to give a child cocaine or an upper like that, I would imagine that they just like are little fuck bunnies, like very hyperactive because kids are already like have a lot of energy. So I just imagining like a child hyper on coke, for example, and then, you know, used to having sex. I feel like they'd be like the Energizer bunny, and that's super hot. but I loved that audio because it was so kinky. The gentleman that requested it, you know, wanted a lot of kinky elements and a lot of consensual feel to it. And if you're to ask me, do you like consensual or non-consensual? I really like non-consensual stuff. But then there's some that I do that are consensual that are equally as hot. And that was the case for that one. And I do believe I mentioned that cocaine thing before. So sorry if that's a repeat. Another one that stuck out in my mind recently was, I should have grabbed these titles before I recorded. It is, I'll give you the title if you not heard it, Curious Brother. So there were some elements of mother-son there, but the part where the mother has the, okay, so if you haven't heard it, let me back up. The premise is that my son, who's I think 5 in the audio, he gets curious while I'm changing his little sister's diaper. That's 1. And so he's all curious about the body parts and eventually, you know, teaches him about the birds and the bees. And he wants to try to see if his little pee-pee will fit in his sister. And, you know, so because it's an audio, she does do that, let that happen. And for me personally, that idea of like what I was trying to envision that in my head, a little 5-year-old dick penetrating his 1-year-old sister, And I know I've mentioned this on a pervy ramble before, just thinking about two children, and I love the idea that they're siblings, having sex and just like watching that is wow. Wow. So yeah, that is super hot to me. Here's a really quick random thought. Every time that I do an audio where a mother is sucking her little tiny son's pee-pee, I can't help but wonder how that would be, what that would be like, that tiny little stiff thing, and that you can put it all the way in your mouth and just kind of like suck on it like a nipple. Yeah, that gets my mind going. So I'll just, that's all for there. I was looking in the vault, the dungeon of trauma. What was it called? Dungeon of Trauma and Pain, I think. So that one was funny because this fella was like, commissioned me to read various little snippets of scripts he wrote, which that's in the vault, I believe, as well. A showcase of Aaron Kosmov, I think you say his name. He's an amazing scriptwriter. But yeah, so he was like, okay, so here's something. I don't know if you can do it, but here's what I want. I want to get the experience. Like, I walk into a dungeon and it's just a very violent gangbang of tweens in there. And of course I was like, fuck yes, I can do that. And so I just created small layers of audio and put them all together. And I just wanted to mention on a pervy ramble that when I re-listened to that, like when I put it all together and listened to it, I was so turned on. Oh my God, it's so chaotic. But holy shit, that is just like, I think for any of us, just a pure hit of dopamine right into our genitals. Like, it's so hot. Okay, and then here is a little personal story. The other day, I was talking to another woman, and we were talking about, sorry to gross you out, but we were talking about, you know, the early years of periods, like for tween age. And, you know, I was telling her about, I think it was the second one I ever had. My mom hadn't taught me how to use tampons. I promise this is going to get hot if this grosses you out. But at that, the second time, I didn't know, I didn't have a clue even what they were. And, you know, this particular time, we were going to a water park that day. And so we're all getting dressed. And then it just occurred to me, I was like, wait a minute. I can't wear a pad and go to this water park. So, I go to my mom and I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Do I have to stay home? You know? And she's like, no, you're going to use one of these. And I just remember it was a very hectic morning because she was trying to get, you know, four kids in the car to get to a water park. So she just kind of threw them at me and vaguely told me what to do and walked away. And I was like, freaking the fuck out because I did not want to put anything inside of me. It scared me. Like, it felt not like it was going to get lost or something, but just because the idea of that was so foreign and I was so fucking innocent, you know, because I was an early one. I think I was 11 when I became fertile. I'll put it that way. I was 11 years old. you know, so still very, very innocent and very clueless. And I was so fucking scared of the idea of putting that tiny little thing inside of me. I can remember it so distinctly because it was, I just remember like about to put it in, and I put like the tip of that little tampon in, and I'd start crying, and it was just scary. And so that led me to think about more about that. And I thought to myself, wow, can you imagine if I was that age, you know, and I was so scared of a tampon, imagine how I would feel if it was a big fat dick being forced into me, because I had control of that tampon. So imagine if it was forced, and that like got me really turned on. So yeah. And to give you a little bit of more personal flashback, what I developed very early, pretty early for a girl, and I didn't have like big tits or anything. Like, I don't know, probably a full A cup, maybe even teasing on a B at that age. And I didn't know, I knew obviously they were boobs, and that was new for me, but you know, I was just such a sheltered child, you know, I had no clue that they meant anything to anyone. And so I remember going to a high school reunion, and this particular man that was in my class, we were just chatting about, we went to private school. It was a Christian school, and he, I had a big crush on him, and so we were just kind of laughing about old times or whatever. And he goes, you know, I'll never forget you, you know, in fifth grade, because you were the first girl to grow boobs. And like, all the boys in the class were like, you know, curious and kind of obsessed with them, I guess. And I was thinking, oh, like, seriously, no flipping clue. Like, a little girl, I had no clue. I knew that my friends didn't have them, but it didn't occur to me that that was something that was, I guess, hot to boys my age, or maybe even one of the teachers at school, a male teacher or a female teacher. but yeah, that story always kind of makes me chuckle. And then one of my favorite family photos around that time, my family had put a pool in our backyard, and there's this photo, and I remember it's probably one of the first swims we had in it. Me and my siblings are sitting on the step of the pool, and I have on this little one piece, and my little breast, you could like, in the photo, you can see the puffiness of those nipples, and like just how like perky those little budding things were. So yeah, I'm sure I drove my daddy wild, and especially in that pool, because that swimming suit was so tight on there, you know, like suctioning to my little breast. So anyway, that's my pervy ramble, my little gift to you. Yeah. I hope you keep enjoying the filth and little snapshots inside of my brain.